This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War, alive and well on Wednesday. Today is Wednesday, the 8th of January, 2020, live, not Memorex. Great to be with you on USA Radio as well as Newsmax TV. Before I get to all the Iran nonsense and some of the other big news of the day, thank God there's no war with Iran. It doesn't seem to be a war with Iran. A few more missiles rang out a couple hours ago, but again, they missed their targets, which makes me think exactly what I was thinking yesterday, which is that Iran is backing down, just like Iran backed down the moment Jimmy Carter stepped down from the presidency and Ronald Reagan took over. Iran handed over the hostages. They were getting ready to board the plane, and they were landing in America, and they were scared to death of Ronald Reagan. They're scared to death of Donald Trump. So, yes, they couldn't just back down and do nothing. They had to fire some rockets and make it look like World War III was starting, make it look like they're tough guys. But the reality, from what I could see, the reality is that it was all for show. They never meant to kill anybody. They had to show their own people that they're tough and they won't back down, but that there is no, they're scared to death. They don't want any part of World War III with my president, Donald Trump. Trump has balls. And that's why we're winning this thing, just like we won with Ronald Reagan. But I want to mention a couple things that drive Democrats crazy and batty before we even get to Iran. Because Trump won. Winning, winning, winning. Hashtag winning. Private payroll soared. 202,000 jobs added in December. The U.S. private sector added 202,000 positions in December, according to the estimate from ADP and Moody's Analytics. This far outpaced the 150,000 new hires forecast by economists. And in addition, ADP revised its November estimate dramatically higher from 67,000 jobs in November to 160,000, up almost 100,000. So just fantastic. Fantastic news on the jobs front. And equally important, because the average American just doesn't understand or want to know, or they're closed-minded about the rest of the world. The rest of the world is in recession. Well, we're in this great economy. It's not a perfect economy because of Democrats. It'd be perfect if we had all Republicans in office and we could do all the things I want to do. But Trump has got us to the point where we're rolling along with a Trump economic boom, the Trump economic miracle. And the rest of the world's in so much trouble. Free fall continues. CNBC headline. Free fall continues. Factory orders point to a bad 2019 for the German economy. German factory orders dropped 1.3% in November compared to the previous month, pushed down by a drop in foreign demand and low bulk orders. And it's an important indicator for Europe's biggest economy. Europe is going down. The only place that's doing well in the world today, the only place, is the United States of America, thanks to President Donald Trump. So great job, President Trump. Now, here's the reason I believe that Iran is chicken. Buck, 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 buck. U.S. military in advance warning of Iranian ballistic missile attack. U.S. military officials were warned about Iran's pending ballistic missile strike yesterday. Why do you think they were warned? U.S. intelligence picked up chatter from Iran and inside Iraq, tipping them off. So we almost know what's going on, but they wanted us to know. They didn't want anybody to get killed. In my opinion, they were not looking for anybody to get killed. And I got to assume that I'm right, because Iraq's prime minister's office says Iran warned them prior to the missile attack on U.S. bases, and they informed the U.S. It wasn't just chatter. They called Iraq and told them missiles are coming, and then Iraq called us and said missiles are coming. And then Trump announced today Iran appears to be standing down. He signals further sanctions and further NATO engagement. but he did say they appear to be standing down. The Iraqi cleric Muqtada al-Sadr tells pro-Iran armed groups the crisis is over. Stock market goes way up today, lifting NASDAQ to an all-time record after Trump's comments on the Iran attack eases tensions. Dow Jones up 161 points to 28,745. We're getting close to 30,000. When NASDAQ was up, the S&P was up, the Dow was up as much as 282 points at one point. And so all I could tell you is the stock market believes this is over. The Iraqi clerics believe this is over. Iran obviously believes it's over. They want to de-escalate conflict. And Trump says Iran appears to be standing down. Now, having said all that, there were some more whistles today. Fired. But again, they didn't hit anything. They didn't hurt anybody. Thank God. So no one quite knows. You know, they're just saber rattling? They're just saber rattling. They're saber rattling. That's all they're doing. And what was great about Trump's speech today, the greatest single thing about the speech, is he said the missiles fired last night at us were paid for by funds given to Iran by the Obama administration. Now, I know liberals have lost their minds over this. Ben Rhodes, Obama's chief liar propaganda minister, lost his mind. These are all communists whose goal was giving away the United States, making us weak, making us unimportant. All commies. Ben Rhodes, the king of the commies, king of the BS artists, bull spit artists, liar who lied about the Iran treaty, lied about whether it was a treaty, lied about the details of the treaty, lied about Obamacare. They're all freaking out because Trump actually went there and said it. You guys gave Iran all this money, $150 billion plus interest, and they used the money to fund terrorism around the world and to build missiles like the ones that are raining down on us. It's kind of a metaphor. I don't know that they use that money for those missiles. So again, liberals will say, oh, Trump's lying. He's talking about the general idea that you gave them all this money, billions of dollars, hundreds of billions of dollars, which gave them the money to build more missiles and to fund terrorism, and that's why they're killing roadside bombs, they're killing soldiers with roadside bombs, they try to kill us with missiles because they've got all this money from us, from Obama. Trump went there. Wayne Root always goes there, but Trump went there. And I think it's great. Because they were, in effect, paid for by the funds given to Iran by Obama. That's what the world should be talking about. That's what the United States and the United States media should be talking about. Obama gave away the world to Iran. And that allowed them to do whatever they wanted to kill soldiers with roadside bombs. And he never said anything, never did anything, and never killed the big shot. And Trump went out and killed Soleimani. Is it Soleimani? I think that's how you pronounce it. Soleimani, the big shot. The general killed the other day. Trump killed him. Trump had the balls to do what nobody else had the balls to do. And the Iranians have backed down. Now, were there some more attacks today? Yes, an Iranian-backed militia fired three rockets at the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad today. And sirens went off at the embassy. And one rocket fell between the embassy and a government building. It was a day of de-escalation in general, but several Katyusha rockets were fired by the Khatib Hezbollah and hit the green zone of Baghdad, and explosions were heard. But they didn't get any Americans, and they may be purposely shooting them to try and act tough. But in the end, de-escalation is happening because they're scared to death of President Trump. Scared to death. And Republicans praised Trump's home run speech about Iran. It was a great speech earlier today. Fabulous speech. Trump addressed the nation this morning. As we continue to evaluate options in response to Iranian aggression, the United States will immediately impose additional punishing economic sanctions on the Iranian regime. And these powerful sanctions will remain until Iran changes its behavior. The missiles fired us last night, our allies were paid for the funds made available by the previous administration. We want you to have a great future, he said to Iran. A great future. One that you deserve. We want to cut a deal that allows Iran to thrive and prosper and take advantage of its enormous untapped potential. But he also vowed that Iran will never possess nuclear weapons on his watch. For far too long, all the way back to 1979, Trump said, nations have tolerated Iran's destructive and destabilizing behavior in the Middle East, and those days are over. Iran has been the leading sponsor of terrorism, and their pursuit of nuclear weapons threatens the civilized world. We will never let that happen. Members of the GP just loved it. Lindsey Graham said a home run speech by the president. It was measured and firm to the Iranian people. President Trump laid out a pathway forward for peace and prosperity. I hope you take it. All Americans support President Trump's efforts to resolve the threat from Iran peacefully and fully understand the maximum pressure campaign must continue with a credible military component. Lindsey Graham. Mark Meadows said, excellent address from Donald Trump. President showed a determined, forceful resolve while making it clear that America's strongly preferred option is de-escalation, not war. That's leadership. All true. Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky, Mr. Anti-War, said he was pleased that Trump took the preferred path of no further military action and called for further military actions to be approved by Congress. He praised the president for pushing for a better Iran. We should all work together towards peace and prosperity to avoid war and for our troops to come home from the Middle East. Matt Gaetz, probably my favorite congressman at this point, said President Trump's decision to advance peace through mindful restraint with Iran represents his full commitment to an American-first foreign policy. Our strength will not be weakened by Iran's provocations. Rick Scott, Senator of Florida, said a strong, measured statement from Donald Trump. We all want peace. Our economic and military strength is the greatest deterrent to war. What else needs to be said? Peace through strength. I believe those were Ronald Reagan's words. I know he used them. I don't know if he invented them or not. But that's what I've said my whole life. Trump understands what I understand because I grew up on the streets of New York and he grew up on the streets of New York. Peace through strength. If you look strong, if you're carrying, if people know you're ready to use it, nobody ever touches you. Walk strong, carry a big stick, and nobody ever, ever threatens you or touches you. And that's what Trump just did. He intimidated Iran, and he made them back down. They're scared to death of Trump, just like they were scared to death of Reagan. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Everyone, Wayne Allyn Root. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered. offered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com. This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. I was at CES today, Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. And I met a lot of people, and everybody I met was pro-Trump. Lots of pro-Trump people. First of all, the whole crowd's in business, so you know they're pro-Trump people. Second of all, they're in technology, so a lot of them are pro-Trump people. And third of all, business is great. 200,000 people or so. No one knows exactly as of yet, but I think it's 185,000 to 200,000. Massive traffic jam. I happen to know the back roads and the right way to park and the right place to park, so I got in there fast. But the traffic backup, if you didn't know where to go, was unbelievable, and the amount of people there was unbelievable. And it's setting records every year under President Trump, and everybody knows business is good, and I'm sure they're getting more orders than they've ever gotten in their lives. And so, of course, everybody's pro-Trump. Of course they are. CES, a big hit in Las Vegas, almost 200,000 people attending. And it's all because we've got a booming Trump economy. As I told you in segment number one, we added another 202,000 jobs in the month of December and then upgraded November from 60 to 160,000 jobs. Unbelievable. Well, Germany and the rest of the world is going downhill. We are just booming. And CES was booming, and Las Vegas is booming, and it's all thanks to President Trump. Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered, otherwise known as War. The Root is on fire here on USA Radio Network. I'm your relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, always Trump warrior, and capitalist evangelist. In the world-famous war room, deep inside Wayne Manor, in the country I call Trump Land. There's no other show like it on American radio or TV. Remember, hour number three is on national TV, on Newsmax TV. There's no other show like it because I shoot from the hip and I speak from the heart. Nobody else up there like that. There's no script. There's no teleprompter. There's nobody telling me what to say. It's just me reacting to the biggest news stories of the day. In the immortal words of John Wick, if you want peace, prepare for war. This show comes to you from my flagship station in Las Vegas, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET. owned and operated by the great Edward Stoltz. Gave me my shot in radio. Thank you, Ed. At stations all over this great country, blessed by God and syndicated by USA Radio and the great Fred Weinberg, who gave me my shot in syndicated radio. National syndication. Thank you, Fred. That's why the show is dedicated to Ed and Fred. I owe them. RootWall.com, main title sponsor of the show. We're in the RootWall.com studio. RootWall.com represents my new pack, Root for the Wall, because it's time to take a stand. We either build a wall or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history. And 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. So go to RootWall.com. RootWall.com, and the disclaimer is Root for the Wall Pack paid for and is responsible for the content of this message, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. RootWall.com. Got to give that disclaimer according to Federal Election Commission rules. So I was telling you how Republicans praised Donald Trump's home run speech today, and President Trump says Iran appears to be standing down, and he says as long as I'm president of the United States, Iran will never be allowed to have a nuclear weapon. And he says Soleimani's hands were drenched in both American and Iranian blood. He should have been terminated long ago. By removing Soleimani, we've sent a powerful message to terrorists. We are independent and we don't need anything from Iran. We do not need Mideast oil. What a great speech. He jabbed the Obama administration. The missiles fired at us were paid for by the funds made available by the last administration. We do not seek escalation or war, but will defend ourselves against any aggression. Today I'm going to ask NATO to become much more involved in the Middle East process. And finally, he said further sanctions will be invoked on Iran. And then Trump ends on a grace note calling for peace. To the people and leaders of Iran, we want you to have a future and a great future, one that you deserve, one of prosperity at home and harmony with the nations of the world. The United States is ready to embrace peace with all who seek it. And stocks roared back. Big time day on Wall Street. Everything's up. All-time high for the Dow. Great stuff. So great job by President Trump. So in between all of that, you hear all that and you go, wow, great jobs report in America. American economy is booming. German economy is in trouble. The rest of the world's in trouble. Trump makes Iran de-escalate. Trump brings us peace. Trump makes Iran back down. Stock market flies up. And the House is going to vote on a resolution that will limit President Trump's military actions against Iran. And it looks like they're going to vote on it tomorrow, Thursday. Can you imagine? Tying the hands of the President of the United States, only in the current political environment we're in, which is like a civil war. You know, the right hates the left hates the right, conservatives hate liberals, Democrats hate Republicans, Republicans hate Democrats. It is man-eating time out there. Man eat dog, dog eat dog. Everybody's eating. Everybody's angry. Everybody hates. So ridiculous. I told you on yesterday's show, what was so outrageous to me is that whether you're a Republican, a conservative, a liberal, a Democrat, we all get behind the president in times of war and times of a fight against terrorism. But he's killing madman terrorist mass murderers. If you do, you're a traitor to the United States of America. God bless America and God bless Donald J. Trump.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Democratic-led House will vote on a war powers resolution on Thursday. The measure aims to limit President Trump's authority to order military action against Iran. In a statement, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi criticizes the president's action to kill an Iranian general. Lawmakers on Capitol Hill were briefed regarding that killing, and Republican Congressman from Wyoming Liz Cheney says,
We are absolutely unified as a conference, unified behind the president, unified with respect to the importance, the significance, and the righteousness of the act the president took to eliminate Qasem Soleimani from the battlefield.
President Trump's indication that there will be no more military action against Iran is leading to a positive day on Wall Street. At the closing bell, the Dow gained 161 points. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my Balance of Nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the Balance of Nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, Balance of Nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on Balance of Nature.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code U.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. here on USA Radio Network. Swiss America is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on the asset protection. You know what gold has done for the last month or so. It's been wild. It's up over $100 a ounce in the last month. And how great it did last year. I think it was up 19% last year, the year 2019. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the US Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. An exclusive offer to my listeners. Call now, 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646. US Peace Dollar silver for just $16.50 each, including delivery. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com. So Brett Baer is not a fan of President Trump. He's never been a big fan of President Trump. I've never liked that he's not a fan of President Trump. I've resented many of the things he said, resented his attitude. But Brett Baer suggests Trump derangement syndrome is why Democrats won't give Trump credit for getting it right with Iran. Brett Baer started out his show today by saying there is this sense that this president perhaps doesn't get credit when something goes right. Originally, as all this was happening, it was going to be World War III. He started World War III. There's no strategy. Now we saw what Iran did in response. We see what the U.S. is saying in response. And you wonder whether Trump derangement syndrome factors into some of the responses you hear publicly here in Washington, D.C. They're not giving Trump credit. He is the one who made them de-escalate. He is the one who got Iran scared. He is the one who made them back down. He is the one who's punished Iran. Great stuff by President Trump. Great job. Now listen to the response from Ilhan Omar. Trump's Iran sanctions are economic warfare and have caused countless deaths. Do you think I care, baby? You think I care, Ilhan, baby, what you think? You think I give a damn what you think? Who are you? You should be selling hot dogs on the street. And that's supposed to be a United States congresswoman. You just got lucky. You're in a liberal district, and it's filled with Muslim immigrants who love that a Muslim immigrant was running for president. It's filled with Somali Muslim immigrants who are thrilled that you were running for Congress. I say president, I meant Congress of the United States. And they elected you, and you have proven yourself to be Hamas or Hezbollah in the United States Congress. A total traitor, a total radical, a total America hater, a total Israel hater, a total Jew hater in the United States House. And you think I'm worried about an economic war with Iran? You think I'm worried about the countless deaths that Trump's economic sanctions have caused? That's not Trump who caused it, you idiot, you brainless, pea-brain-sized anti-Semite. Every death in Iran was caused by the Iranian nutcase Ayatollah mullahs that run that country, who make horrible decisions and support terrorism all over the world and want to kill as many Jews and Christians and Americans and Israelis as they can. So all those deaths are on them. So let me get this straight. A nation is the biggest rogue terrorist nation in the world. And they kill people. They kill Jews. They kill Christians. They kill as many people as they want. Every day, terrorist acts, terrible terrorist acts. They kill children. And by the way, in their own country, they murder in cold blood protesters. Peaceful protesters. They shoot them down like dogs. They shoot children in the streets. And my response is supposed to be, oh, no, no, we won't put any economic sanctions on them because that might hurt somebody. Can you imagine? This woman represents the most radical, for now on, I shouldn't even say Hamas or Hezbollah. Representative Ilhan Omar. ISIS. That's what we should put. I for ISIS. She's on the side of our enemies, man. I for Iran. I for ISIS. I for Iran. H for Hezbollah. H for Hamas. She's on the side of all the bad people in the world. How about A for Al-Qaeda? Put an A next to her name. Responding to President Trump's announcement Wednesday, he will be imposing additional sanctions on Iran, which is great news. Instead of ordering military action, great news. Ilhan Omar accused Trump of waging economic war and blamed him for causing countless deaths in Iran. This makes no sense. Sanctions are economic warfare, she tweeted. They've already caused medical shortages and countless deaths. You cannot claim to want de-escalation and then announce new sanctions. This is not a measured response. This is what you're dealing with. Hamas, Hezbollah, ISIS, Al-Qaeda, all in one. Wrapped up in one Ilhan Omar. And Representatives Rashida Tlaib and Pramila Jayapal. Listen to these people. You can just tell from their names that it's just a strange time in the history of America. Because it sounds like you've got people representing Iran and Iraq and countries like that in the United States House. Their not. These are people with very, very, very different goals than an American has. Any normal American has. Go look at the polls. Americans love Israel. Americans aren't on Palestine's side. They're not on the Islamic extremist side. They're not on the side of Iran. They're on the side of Jews and Israel. These people are on the side of our enemies. Rashida Tlaib, Ilhan Omar, Pramila Jayapal. Democrat Washington sent out a tweet Tuesday evening calling for people to join street demonstrations on Thursday. That's tomorrow. That MoveOn.org is promoting. And then the tweet was retweeted by Rashida Tlaib. We need everyone in the streets. Trump has put us in this position with his military brinkmanship. We must de-escalate immediately, protect American lives, and move to diplomacy, not war. Same story you got from Ben Rhodes and all the Democrats who ran the Obama administration, who let Iran stamp all over our faces and crap all over us. Unbelievable. So Trump does it the right way, just like Reagan did it. Iran runs away with their tail between their legs, and these people are unhappy and they want to march in the streets. Trump has put us in this position with his military brinkmanship. Thousands of people nationwide will take to the streets Thursday, January 9th, to oppose Trump's illegal war and say no war with Iran. I wonder if she realizes she put this out last night, and of course today she has egg on her face. There's no war. There is no war. Trump is the one who stopped the war. Don't you get that? He stopped a major terrorist attack by Soleimani. And just when you think you can't get any worse, Bernie Sanders, who was not only American, not only a white American, but a Jewish white American, sounds just like these representatives from Hamas and Hezbollah. And that's because, you know, liberals are liberals. Doesn't matter whether you're white, whether you're black, whether you're Hispanic, whether you're Jewish, whether you're Christian, whether you're Muslim. They all sound the same. Liberals are liberals. They all are afraid of their own shadow. They put up the white flag like France. What did that famous general once say? I'd rather have the Germans in front of me than the French behind me. I believe that was the saying. And of course, what that meant is you're facing the vicious, brutal German army in front of you, but that's actually positive compared to having the French army behind you, because the French army behind you will stab you in the back and run away like a bunch of sissies and leave you to die, because you thought they were covering your flank, and they weren't. The French army is a bunch of frauds, and Bernie Sanders is one of them. He says about Soleimani, I think it was an assassination. He was on Anderson Cooper the other night, and he said the missile attack on Iran's General Qasem Soleimani was an assassination that violated international law. Here's his exact quote. No, I think it was an assassination. I think it was in violation of international law. This guy was a bad news guy, but he was a ranking official of the Iranian government. And you know what? Once you get into violating international law in that sense, you could say there are a lot of bad people all over the world running governments. But once you start this business of a major country saying, we have the right to assassinate, then you're unleashing international anarchy. I think that Trump seems to be doing now is trying to break all kinds of international protocol, denying the foreign minister of Iran to speak before the United Nations, really basically trying to lead us into another war, which I believe would be a disaster. Wow. Traitor to the United States of America, Bernie Sanders. But, you know, why would that surprise anyone? He's a communist. He hated America. He took Russia's side when Russia was communist. Iran's been getting away with murder, and Trump stood up to them, and Trump did a great job. And the Iranians do not want a war with the United States. They would lose their regime. And so it was a big win for Trump again, and the average American knows that. Reactions to the classified briefing on Soleimani's strike divided along party lines. Another big headline. It was probably the strongest, most decisive briefing that has ever been conducted in that classified setting, having attended a number of these. The information that was shared was compelling and decisive, said Representative Mark Meadows, a strong Trump ally, after receiving the briefing in Washington. I think it leaves little doubt in my mind, and certainly should leave little doubt in any member's mind, that not only did the president make the right call, but that this was a clear and present danger for American interests and American individuals. Representative Chris Stewart of Utah, member of the House Intelligence Committee, said some lawmakers felt when they went home for Christmas something like this was inevitable as they've accelerated and expanded their aggressive behavior there, meaning the Iranians. The president sent them a sign very clearly since the nefarious activity last fall. If you kill Americans, that changes things for us. Democrats dismissed the briefing as lacking substance. Representative Jerry Connolly, Democrat of Virginia, called the briefing sophomoric and utterly unconvincing. I believe more than ever Congress needs to act to protect the constitutional provisions about war and peace. Connolly claimed the rationale to take out Soleimani couldn't pass a graduate school thesis test. Elliot Engel, Democrat in New York, the basic theme of it was essentially the administration saying, trust us. All right. And then, of course, National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien said there was strong evidence and strong intelligence of the planned attack. He was planning to kill, to attack American facilities, and diplomats, soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines were located at those facilities. So Trump made it clear, you want to target Americans, I'm going to wipe you off the face of the earth. And then if you respond with missiles, I'll turn your whole country into a parking lot, into a hole in the desert. And they responded with little weak missiles that were never, ever close to hurting a single American. It didn't hurt a single American. And they said, okay, that's it. We're done. We responded. And Trump said, yep, you responded. It was weak. And so we'll put more sanctions on you, but we don't have to blow you to hell. And we win. We walk away, hashtag winning. Great job by President Trump. If you don't see that, you're an idiot, you're blind, you're deaf, and you're really dumb. Or you're just a Democrat. I know, I repeat myself. Democrats are blind, deaf, and really dumb. Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered, USA Radio, Newsmax TV, reaching coast to coast, sea to shining sea, in the greatest country in world history, the United States of America, under Trump. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. Indeed will also give you the sticky frog, which will suddenly leap and stick to the face of the perfect hire. Okay, there's no sticky frog. But skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers 3 times more hires than any other job site. Post your next job at Indeed.com/hire and try skills tests for free. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My 4 children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Wayne Root. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Wayne Root.
Raw and unfiltered.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War. This segment of the show is sponsored by Liberty HealthShare. You know I had kidney stones back in February of last year, almost a year ago. Wow, that was almost a year ago. And it was a $27,000 surgery. And that's not even staying overnight in the hospital. That's basically outpatient. I mean, you're having a real surgery in a real operating room, but they let you out and you go home. Never stayed in the hospital. $27,000 bill, they paid the whole bill. The doctor, never heard from him. The surgeon, never heard from him. The anesthesiologist, never heard from him. All paid by Liberty HealthShare. Never even got a bill. It's not like I got to worry about it. The only bill I got was from the hospital for the surgery for $27,000. I almost fainted. Called Liberty HealthShare. They said, don't even worry about it. We'll take care of it. And it's gone. And I got a new letter from Liberty saying it's gone. They took care of it. I mean, I don't know what else anyone could say to convince you that health insurance is a disaster and Christian health sharing is a winner. So check out Liberty Health Share. Check out what they have to say. I'm saving $18,000 a year, by the way, compared to what I was paying for health insurance. $18,000 a year just on the premiums. So give them a call, 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY. They'll do exactly for you what they did for me, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, 855-58-LIBERTY. You're not in Kansas anymore, they say. Let's go to Kansas. Josh is on the line, line one from Kansas. Hey, Josh, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you, Wayne?
Very good. What's on your mind?
I know your time is precious, so I'll keep it short and sweet. I'm calling about the comment you made about the multiracial soldiers. When I was in, we kept it very simple. All soldiers are green.
Right. There you go.
That way there's no discrepancy.
Just like all cops are
blue. All soldiers are green, and that's right, and blood's red.
That's it.
Very simple way to...
Well, I'm on your team, man. I love it. Hoorah. I'm on your team. I appreciate what you did for the country. Thank you, Josh. Really appreciate it. Thank you for calling in. Thank you for letting us know that. I think that's a great thing to hear, that white soldiers, black soldiers, brown soldiers, everybody got along. / Wayne Root. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. I mean, I don't know what to say anymore. Liberals are so sick in the head. Seattle restaurateur mocks a dead 9-year-old to bash conservatives in a vile tweet. St. John's Bar and Eatery in Seattle's Capitol Hill neighborhood. A local businesswoman mocked the death of a 9-year-old girl and her father to make an anti-Trump statement. Now she's in digital hiding, pulling her Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook accounts and not responding to requests for comment. Lana Kiyosofsky is a business partner behind St. John's Bar and Eatery in Seattle. It's in Seattle's Capitol Hill neighborhood. And while her Twitter account listed her as a humanitarian, yes, she's all liberals, you're just humanitarians. She caught the attention of Twitter users across the country for a tweet she sent on January 3rd that epitomizes depravity. Depravity? Depravity? NBC News tweeted out a shocking and tragic story of a 9-year-old girl and her father killed after being mistaken for deer on a hunt near Waltersboro, South Carolina. And this woman wrote 1.5 less MAGA billies in the world. At least they died supporting their beloved Second Amendment. Wow. Now, keep in mind, let's digest what she said. 1.5. So she's saying the father is 1 and 0.5 is a kid who someday is going to become a Trump supporter. Right now they're just half because they're a kid. And they're MAGA billies, meaning make America great again. MAGA billies. So she's saying they're a bunch of hicks and a bunch of hillbillies in the South, but they're MAGA, they're for Trump, and they died supporting the Second Amendment, and she's basically saying, good for him. Let him die, who cares? It's just amazing how crazy all these people are. And one tweet, angry that Trump ordered the targeted strike against an Iranian terrorist responsible for the death of hundreds of U.S. troops, encouraged the Iranian government, this is someone who was like responding to her tweet, encouraged the Iranian government to retaliate and take this mother out, meaning Trump. And according to another screenshot, she also mused, so was she the one who said that? Let's see, the tweet was... Oh, this was her tweet! Her tweet! This was the same Seattle restaurateur! Angry that Trump ordered the strike against the Iranian terrorists, she tweeted, encouraging the Iranian government to retaliate and take this mother out. According to another screenshot, she also mused, I'm sure terrorists can find Trump at any number of his golf courses. She also called Representative Tulsi Gabbard the C-word. She's a sick woman. This is a restaurant owner in Seattle. Is everyone in California and Seattle and Chicago mentally ill? You people are mentally ill. No other way to describe it. The Ayatollah said 80 million price on Trump's head. Anyone who kills him and brings us his head, 80 million. George Lopez, the comedian, tweeted out, I'll do it for half. I'll take 40 million. For assassinating President Trump. All because he dared to kill one of the world's worst terrorists. Oh, but that might get us in a war. You know, I thought of that just the other day. I ran into a policeman and I said, see that murderer over there? Please stay away from him. He killed 15 women and children. But if you were to arrest him, it would cause more crime. Because he's got lots of bad friends in his gang. So please don't arrest him. Let's not hurt him. Let's let him keep murdering us. Because if we arrest him and if we were to put him in jail for life or kill him, the death penalty, it would bring more crime. Is that the way the police respond? Last I checked, that's not America, is it? Well, it is for liberals.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Conditions apply.